Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE Argentina to the world in English. This is the foreign service of the Argentine radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5800 kilohertz, and also via our website rae.com.ar. I am Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this new lockdown edition of RAE's program. It's been, well, more than 4 months since the lockdown was implemented here in the country because of the pandemic, and ever since mid-March, everybody here at RAE has been working from home, writing, translating, recording, broadcasting, publishing from home. And that's how I'm producing this show in my home studio of the neighborhood of Montserrat, in the neighborhood of Montserrat, rather than in the studio of RAE, which is on Maipú Street, I mean, a historic building in the city of Buenos Aires, kind of the broadcasting house of Argentina, similar to the BBC broadcasting house over there in London. Well, we've got a building like that here in Buenos Aires for Radio Nacional, that houses not only an AM station, but three music FM stations and the foreign service, which is us, RAE Argentina to the world. Since mid-March, as I told you, the authorities of public media decided to keep personnel to the minimum, and that's why only AM 870 is operating with reduced staff in the premises of Maipú, and the rest of the stations, including RAE, is working remotely. If you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to qslrae@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrae@gmail.com. That's where you have to send your reception reports if you're a DXer, and we reply with a digital QSL card. Repeat, qslrae@gmail.com. On today's program, we'll be going over the main headlines of the week, obviously starting off with the pandemic situation in the country. And we'll have the second part of the interview we had last week with Viktor Romanovsky, the vice president of the Argentine Society of Virology, obviously talking about coronavirus. We'll continue developing on the plasma treatment that is being tried with the authorities asking people to donate, I mean survivors, people who recovered from COVID-19, to donate their blood to produce plasma to treat patients. And we'll be talking to Dr. Romanovsky about this and other issues. Okay, let's get started right away with today's headlines. As the capital reopens, coronavirus cases mount and dead numbers mark a new record. Over 6,000 infections were confirmed this Thursday, while deaths surpassed 100 per day for the first time since the pandemic began. This happens as the four-month lockdown was beginning to ease down in the Buenos Aires metropolitan area, the country's main pandemic hotspot. Health authorities are asking citizens to avoid social and family meetings as much as possible, recognizing that compliance with restrictions has decreased. Debt negotiation approaching climax despite exchange rhetoric. Local newspapers say a deal is near, even though three major creditors grouped to reject the latest Argentine proposal and make a counteroffer, while President Alberto Fernández assured the country has already made its final effort. However, media outlets assure the difference is small, just $3 billion of a total of 66 billion Argentina owes. The economy bounced back up in May, but continues to drop year on year. Official figures show there was an expansion of 10% as the economy reopened little in May after the first more strict full month of the quarantine back in April. However, there was a 20.6% plunge against the same month in 2019 because of the quarantine. After being beaten and tortured in his home, a pensioner chased and killed a robber in Quilmes, Buenos Aires province. 70-year Jorge Rios is in house arrest for following and shooting in the street an injured member of a gang that had broken into his house. This case reignited public debate about the limits of self-defense amid warnings of a pandemic-induced rise in crime and violence. Despite government's rejection, Chile's Congress approves a reform of the Pinochet-era private pension system. The lower house passed 95-36 an amendment of one of the flagships of the South American nation's policies. Savers will now be allowed to withdraw 10% of their savings held in the private system to mitigate the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. And these were the news on RAE Argentina to the world. Okay, coming up, an interview, the second part of the interview with Dr. Romanovsky of the Argentine Society of Virology. But before that, let us enjoy a little bit of music. And this track I am going to put on the air is related to an Argentine character, Marcelo Bielsa, a football coach that made headlines all over the world these past few days because of an achievement with the team that he leads. Leeds in England, that he succeeded in promoting to the Premier League after 17 years. The man is a legend, not only because of his performance as coach, but also because of his style. He's quite a character, and his nickname, El Loco, the crazy man, or the madman. And to honor El Loco Bielsa, we're gonna play a song called Loco, Crazy, by Andrés Calamaro.
A lo mejor resulta
And this is a track by André Calamaro, Argentine singer-songwriter Calamaro, part of a very successful album released in 1997 called Alta Suciedad, a track called Loco. You're listening to RAI, Argentina to the World. We are the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting via WRMI on the shortwaves, frequency 5800 kilohertz. And also, you can find our programs in 8 languages, including this one, of course, on our website, rai.com.ar. And don't you forget to check out our YouTube channel, RAI Argentina to the World, with original content produced in Argentina in 8 languages. Okay, we're going to continue now on today's program with the second part of the interview that I recorded about 8 days ago with Dr. Victor Romanovsky of the Argentine Society of Virology. There it goes. What do we know about this treatment that is always emphasized by experts that is experimental yet? Treating people with survivor's blood, that's to say the plasma treatment. There were some controversies here in Argentina over recent weeks about people getting it. Some people don't. Can you clarify a little bit about that?
People that are having the disease may take a long time to develop antibodies to fight the virus so that the virus doesn't spread in, throughout the body. We can help the people by infusing antibodies produced by those that have cured from COVID and produce a significant level of antibodies. Those antibodies of other people are like donation for fighting the virus and the ill. There are two things to be considered. When is this treatment effective? It certainly is not effective when you're in the latest stages of the disease, when you're already in intensive care unit. You have to catch the virus earlier in infection to be very effective with this neutralizing antibody treatment. We have a lot of experience in this in Argentina because this was a treatment that reduced mortality of Argentine hemorrhagic fever from 30% to around 1%.
Wow.
In the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It was really effective. And now we have better ways of separating the plasma. Even we can prepare immune globulins from plasma and use that as a treatment. And in fact, plasma has been used with patients according to the physician's requirement. It has saved lives, but of course, this is not, let's say, medical prep that is widely available. Mm-hmm. It depends upon the donation of plasma mm-hmm. from convalescent individuals. There has been no double-blind research conducted on this particular case, in this particular case. Now there is a protocol in place used for moderately ill COVID patients, in which one experimental group gets a placebo, which is a serum with no antibodies for coronavirus, and the other half of the patients gets the real immune plasma. And those researchers participating in the in this trial, it will have a very solid basis to conclude whether the treatment is really effective and how effective it is. This is something that is usual for any medical preparation, any new medicine that intends to be approved for wide use.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Dr. Viktor Romanovsky, Vice President of the Argentine Society of Virology on RAI Argentina to the World. Doctor, I wanted to ask you about what we're seeing in Europe. I mean, about 3 months ago, they were the hotspot of the world with the pandemic, and now we're seeing pictures of people going on holidays in Italy and Spain. But there seems to be more of a political economic factor behind that rather than epidemiologic aspect in that. Or is it like the virus getting weaker, more people are immune there, or they're just trying to convince themselves that this is over, but it actually isn't?
Well, you put it in the right words, I think. A problem is not only a public health problem, there are economic considerations and social considerations that are mixed with the sanitary reasoning. I think it's not wise to do what they are doing now, getting out of the lockdown 100%. It's almost 100%. It's reckless.
Reckless is the word, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're seeing outbreaks again in Barcelona. They're going back and forth. It's a stop and go over there in Europe. So it's more, I mean, they're trying to basically delude themselves into believing that this is over when actually it's not.
I think, yes. And probably the reason is that as a part of the population, which is not small, does not believe that the virus is really a killer. It's the same as, it is as bad as the virus, this type of reasoning, the reasoning of the anti-science movement, mm-hmm. or the anti-vax movement. It really is not a public health challenge, it's a social challenge. We don't really have to neutralize the virus, we have to neutralize these harmful people. They are a threat to the success of any public health strategy to prevent infections.
You
probably heard how many cases of measles have been detected in Europe and in the States, and also in Argentina last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely unbelievable. We have the right vaccine, and these cases are those of children that have been not vaccinated because of the parents believe that vaccines cause autism.
Autism, yes.
Something that
has been disproved over and over again.
Yes. There was only one publication that has been retracted. On the role of measles vaccine in the development of autism.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that never has been reproduced again. So as in many public views, if they are based on the wrong facts or the ill-produced facts, they can conduct to a disaster.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel when you read or you see Dr. Fauci, who's one of the top health experts in the US, asking for people to come together and being surprised at being undermined by the government because of his health advice, and now you see the US being the hotspot of the world with?
I know Tony Fauci, and he has been a top virologist for many years. His problem and that of the rest of the people of the U.S. is a huge proportion of the U.S. population being illiterate in the terms of, let's say, science and nature.
Mm-hmm.
And also history as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So they would stumble on the same rock twice, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but this is another obstacle, as you pointed out. I mean, dealing with political leaders that seem not to be up to the challenge that this pandemic is presenting. This has been also slightly hinted by the head of the WHO, Dr. Tedros.
Yes, yes. I also call him Tedros because his last name is much more difficult to pronounce.
Yeah, that's how everybody's calling him.
It's like calling him Freddy.
Yeah.
You see, well, Donald Trump and Jair Bolsonaro, they're both cut with the same
Caesars,
mold, I
yes.
think. One is... only the head of a much more much wealthier country than the other, but they are all a representation of the utmost ignorance. They are both ignorant, trying to rule a country according to some misconceptions of the reality,
mm-hmm.
or they don't care. They just don't care. It's like we can afford losing several thousand, maybe a million or two of the population to the disease, but the economy has to move on.
But it hasn't. It hasn't, nevertheless.
Right. If you look at the forecast of the IMF on the fluctuation of the GPI, well, probably the U.S. will lose 8 to 9% of the GPI. Other countries can lose even 12%.
Mm-hmm.
But if you compare Argentina to the U.S., we have a difference in several hundred thousand, well, 130,000 mm-hmm. people, I think. Are the deaths due to coronavirus in the U.S. This small difference in the loss of the GPI, I think I can go with that if I spare 100,000 people.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask you about that. I mean, coming back to Argentina, we just passed the 2,000 death mark this week of July, more than 4 months into the pandemic, next to Brazil, which is over 50,000, next to the US that you mentioned, that is over 130,000. So we put down this relatively low figures, a lot of people that died, 2,000, but compared to Brazil and the US is slow. We put this down exclusively to the quarantine and the lockdown measures and some kind of a unified leadership that agreed on this?
I'm convinced that the lockdown policy has been the most successful in reducing the fatalities mm-hmm. in this case. And in fact, I would have been more happy if this lockdown, well, in the first place, the quarantine would have been in place and enforced 100% at the beginning of the cases in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
You probably remember several cases of people that came from
Europe,
areas in the US and Europe, mm-hmm. They have the virus in their bodies. Probably asymptomatic or with a mild symptom of the disease, and they were not responsible enough to put themselves in quarantine mm-hmm. as it was advised.
Yeah,
this was several foci of infection that can be traced very accurately. The same was true for cases of people that traveled from the metropolitan area of Buenos Aires to other areas
of the country
and spread the virus. Mm-hmm. They definitely spread the virus. Fortunately, in some of the smaller towns, this could be reduced by placing a strict lockdown,
mm-hmm.
and tracing the contacts of the first patient.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the first 2 to 3 months of the lockdown in the country, we were in the hundreds of new confirmed cases per day, and now we just marked a new record this week. The surge in cases, especially in the Buenos Aires metropolitan area, is that mainly due to an easing down of restrictions, of people moving more, or is it part of a normal process of a virus circulating in a community?
Well, it's difficult to say for sure, because the ease of the lockdown or the restrictions that are being loosened in some places, or not 100% enforced in some others, are obscuring our judgment on what is the real cause. Obviously, the chances of contacts, when they increase, they lead to the spread of the virus. And for what I heard from the epidemiologists, I'm not an epidemiologist myself, but the epidemiologists say that the major cause of spread of the virus are the gathering of people for more than 15 minutes, when they are close together for more than 15 minutes. Their chances of virus transmission is very high. Especially if they are not conscious enough to see that they are potential virus carriers, even though they don't have any symptoms of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
So that the compliance to the rules that are imposed by the government would have been a very good means of restricting the spread of the virus, mm-hmm. in the country, and especially in this overly populated area of Buenos Aires and the metropolitan area.
Well, Doctor, thank you very much for this.
Well, Fernando, thank you for the interview.
That was Dr. Victor Romanovsky, the Vice President of the Argentine Society of Virology, also a researcher at CONICET, Argentina's top scientific institute, and faculty of the University of La Plata. And with this, we come to the end of this edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English, a program that is aired via WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kilohertz, and is also available as a podcast on our website, rai.com.ar. I'm Fernando Farias. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend. See you next time.